弟兄姐妹大家平安。
All may peace with brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来学习神庭洁净的见解。
Name of Jesus, I'd like to study with everyone the lesson from the festival at Shittim.
这个礼拜开始很多学校都开始放假。
And so starting this week, most schools are have off for summer vacation.
小学生、中学生正式进入暑假了。
And so the grade school students are in for summer vacations.
那如果以地球绕太阳转的这样一个规律来看，6月21号正式进入夏天。
So June 21st is considered the official starting of the summer.
那意思就是说，我们白天的时间会变长。
That is the days get longer.
而且有许多节庆会在这个时候去开。
And then maybe there's some events or holidays.
特别是经过这一个新冠状病毒的疫情封锁了超过一年之后。很多人迫不及待的能够参加各种节庆。
And so perhaps after more than a year of lockdowns and shutdowns, some people willing to participate different activities.
不管是球类的活动，或者是各种文化活动，只要人群聚集能够让自己觉得好像有一个节日气氛的那个活动，可能就很多人参与了。
And so people wanted to return to some of the old social events that they used to enjoy at.
那个人来说，或者是家庭，有些家庭也迫不及待的要出外旅行。
And some families would take this time for some vacation.
那出外旅行，我们很自然的也会到人群聚集的地方去参加各种活动。
And you may go to some areas where there may be crowds of people.
这个夏天的假期是许多人很期待的。
And so people long for the summer break.
我们现在读圣经读到民数记25章。
As we studying Numbers chapter 25,
在这一章里面所发生的事件。对我们现在这个时候来说非常重要。
So what happened in Numbers 25 is very important to what's happening now.
因为以色列选民他们经过了40天在旷野的流浪之后，好不容易现在来到了约旦河东摩押平原。
And for the Israelites, after wandering for 40 years, they come to near the land of Canaan.
就在约旦河东边。
It's just east of River Jordan.
那圣经说他们就对着约利哥城的对面在河的另外一面安营了。
And so they encamp directly across from Jericho east of River Jordan.
就是等到他们跨过约旦河之后，他们就进入了日夜期待的迦南美地。
So if they were to cross River Jordan, they will be entering Canaan.
在这个地方，他们住了一段时间的。
So they stay in that location for a period of time.
在这里很可惜的，就在这一段看起来就已经要达到目的地，而且看起来是很平安的日子里，却是。在所有的旅程当中死最多人的一次事件。
And so it seems that in this time of peace, nothing should go wrong. However, something happened that Israelites lost the most people in this event.
以色列百姓他们经历了他们过去这40年当中所没有过的所谓的欢乐节庆。
So they had this.Time of festivity, which in the past 40 years never occurred.
我们读到这样的圣经的历史，对照我们现在所处的生活环境，我们要好好的从这一章里面来想想， 到底他留给我们什么样的提醒，我们绝对不可以忽略。
And so perhaps we can study from this chapter to see the important teachings and how it can apply to us today.
因为如果我们不小心，我们很有可能就成为以色列百姓当中的一份子，我们甚至可能失去了永生，进不了神预备的国度了。
Because if we do not pay attention, we may become just like one of the Israelites, and even lost the chance of eternal life.
有时候我们在读圣经，常常会想到说，以色列人他们怎么会这么顽梗悖逆，怎么会这么傻呢？
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we often say, how could the Israelites be so foolish?
他们怎么会这么不听话呢？
Why is it that they were so rebellious?
其实这里面的人物很可能就是你我，我们可能就是其中的一份子。
But actually, the people recorded here could be any one of us.
圣经记载以色列百姓这一段历史真的是要警戒我们这些末世的人。
And so the recording in the Bible is to serve as a stern warning for everyone.
来看民数记二十五章第一节到第三节。
So let's study Numbers chapter 25.
第一节，以色列人住在神庭，百姓以摩押女子行起淫乱。
While Israel was staying in Shittim, the men began to indulge in sexual immorality with Moabite women.
第二节说，因为这女子叫百姓来，一同给他们的神献祭，百姓就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。
Who invited them to the sacrifice to their gods, the people ate and bowed down before these gods.
第三节，以色列人与巴利皮尔联合，主的怒气就向以色列人发作。
And so Israel joined in worshiping the Baals of Beor, and the Lord's anger burned against them.
神庭这个地方啊，如果我们用我们的圣经工具去查它的意思，这个地方叫做皂荚木的草原。
And so, Shittim means the playing field of cedar trees.
不是 cedar tree, acacia wood. 就是皂荚木，这个是很好的那个木啊，木头，那里长了很多很珍贵的植物。
Acacia wood.
那这个所以神庭这个在摩押平原的北边。
It's to the north of the plain of Moab.
那我们知道以色列百姓已经在旷野这样子漂流了三十八年，现在来到了摩押地，他们面对的是一群摩押女子、摩押人百姓。
So the Israelites, after wandering for 38 years, they came to this location where the Moabites live.
那我们之前读二十二章到二十四章，这个摩押王巴勒看到以色列人就害怕，所以他们大老远去请了术士巴兰要来做主以色列人。
And so previously, we have read that the king of Moab had asked this false prophet Balaam to curse the Israelites.
结果巴兰做主以色列百姓不成功，每次讲出的话都是祝福百姓的话。
But his cursing was unsuccessful, but instead he blessed the Israelites.
因为神控制了他的口。
Because God controlled his mouth.
神绝不允许巴兰去咒诅他的选民。
God would not allow Balaam to curse the Israelites.
虽然巴兰内心可能很希望能够讲出一些摩押王欢喜的话来得到好处，但是他说不出来。
Even though Balaam would like to say something that pleases the king and curse the Israelites, but he couldn't do it.
所以最后巴兰非常不得已的被巴勒，就是摩押王，把他赶回去。
And so instead, Balaam was sent back by the king.
空手而回，他本来满心期待能够得到许多的金银财宝带回去，但是最后是两手空空。
And so he thought he was going to receive great rewards, but he got nothing in return.
那这个故事在22章到24章，就是我们星期二到星期四所读的经文。
And so we read these chapters previous in the past week.
不知道弟兄姐妹有没有读过。
So perhaps you read it.
很期待我们弟兄姐妹每一天都能够照着我们读经进度，真的是读圣经。
So I hope people can read the Bible daily.
我们已经这样子进行了超过三年，现在已经第四年了。不知道小弟也不想去统计了，但是不知道有多少多高的比例，我们的信徒真的有在读圣经。
And so I hope people read the Bible daily, and it's hard to estimate how many people actually do that.
但是不管怎么样。我们信仰是一辈子的事，这个时候你可能还没有，但是希望在我们不断的这样子推动鼓励，以及我们教会各种安排里逐渐的能够养成每一天读圣经的好习惯。
And so however it is our hope that through constant encouragement that the daily Bible reading habit could be established，
特别是我们的负责人，我们的教员。
Especially church workers and teachers.
我们如果没有读圣经，请问我们要凭什么来带领教会呢？
And so, if you're not reading the Bible and not familiar with it, then it's hard to lead the church.
我们如果没有每一天去思想神的话语，每一天祷告，求圣灵来引导我们。请问我们有什么能力来带领教会？
And so, without the power from God and understanding the Scripture, we will have no power to lead the church.
我们为教会所做的决定能不能够符合真理呢？
And so, are we able to make the correct decision for the church?
真的能够贴近主耶稣基督的心吗？
And to be closer to the minds of Christ.
所以今天我们读圣经很关键的。
And so, reading the Bible is critical.
巴兰的故事我们已经读过，我们不用重复。
And so, we don't have to re-study the story of Balaam.
巴兰他其实很知道神跟以色列百姓的关系。
So Balaam he knew the relationship between Israel and God.
现在在二十五章，以色列人他们来到了神殿这个地方住下来。
And so they came to this place called Shittim, and then they encamped there.
第二十五章的第一节特别提到他们是住在神庭。
It specifically say they were staying in Shittim.
那这个跟一般的扎营说等一下就走了不一样啊。
So this is different from just camp there for a short period of time.
我们知道，其实以色列人在神殿这个地方在摩押平原住了一段长时间的。
As a matter of fact, they live in that location for a much longer period of time.
这个地方其实是一个高原。
This is actually a plateau.
那里面这个草原哈，非常适合放牧牲畜的。
And there are vast grassland on the plateau that's good for shepherding the flock.
所以等到他们在约旦河东把那个亚摩利王跟巴山王把他攻占下来之后，后来我们就知道两个半支派的人就看中了这块土地，说我们不要过迦南，不要过约旦河，我们就留在这里了，因为这个地方非常适合我们的牲畜跟我们的妇人孩子住下来繁衍后代。
And so there were two and a half tribe of Israel saw how good this land was, so they decided not to cross River Jordan, but want to stay there to raise their flock.
其实我们如果看他们整个旷野旅程在第三十三章所记录的。
But if we study in chapter 33,
第三十三章。到了神庭这个地方，其实就是他们这个旷野旅程的最后一站了。
Chapter 33 here records that this place where they stay in Shittim is really the last location before entering Canaan.
看33章49节。
Please read chapter 33, verse 49.
他们在摩押平原沿约旦河边安营，从伯耶斯莫直到亚伯神庭。
Verse 49, there on the plains of Moab, they camp along the Jordan from Beth Jeshmoth to Abel Shittim.
50节，主在摩押平原的约旦河边，耶利哥的对面小谕摩西说。
On the plain of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, the Lord said to Moses,
也就是说，接下去他们下一站就是要进迦南地
了。Speak to the Israelites and say to them that you're ready to cross River Jordan and enter Canaan.
就在这最后一站的停留当中，好多人死了。
But many people died in this last location.
这些人死了，接下去圣经才记录说，神要摩西第二次数点百姓。
So after these people perish, God commanded Moses to count to conduct the census for the second time.
就是民数记里面第二次数算百姓，就是第二十六章。
In chapter 26, there was the second census.
那这一次第二次数算百姓，目的就是要预备进迦南地。接下去，他们要按照各支派的人口来分配土地的参考了。
And this was needed in order to allot the lands by population.
好，那第二次数算的时候，那个圣经特别这样子强调一件事情。
During the second census, the Bible emphasized this fact.
我们现在请读第二十六章的六十二节。
Please read verse 26, verse 62. 62. Verse 62.
立位人中凡一个月以外被数的男丁共23,000，他们本来没有数在以色列人中，因为在以色列人中没有分给他们产业。
So all the male Levites, a month old or more, number 23,000. They were not counted along with the other Israelites because they received no inheritance among them.
40年前他们是22,000人，40年之后他们增加了1,000人。
So 40 years ago there were 22,000 people, now it's only 23,000.
好，那现在看63节。
Please read verse 63.
这些就是被摩西和祭司以利亚撒所数的。他们在摩押平原与耶利哥相对的约旦河边数点以色列人。
So these are the ones counted by Moses and Eleazar, the priests, when they counted the Israelites on the plains of Moab, by the Jordan across from Jericho.
六十四节，但被数的人中没有一个是摩西和祭司亚伦从前在西乃的旷野所数的以色列人。
Not one of them was among those counted by Moses and Aaron, the priests, when they counted the Israelites in the desert of Sinai.
65, 因为主晓论到他们说，他们必要死在旷野，所以除了耶弗尼的儿子加勒嫩的儿子耶稣亚以外，连一个也没有存留。
For the Lord had told those Israelites they would not surely die in the desert.And not one of them was left except Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun.
我们要注意，圣经特别这样强调：四十年前被摩西、亚伦数点的男丁，二十岁以上，除了加勒、耶稣以外，一个都没有留下来。
And so those who were counted a month older.Besides Caleb and Joshua, no one survived.
表示说，过去被数的这些人，一定是一个一个都倒在旷野，因为他们是没有信心进迦南地的人。
And so these people they perish in the wilderness because of their lack of faith.
这些神认为不可以进迦南地的人，一定都会死在旷野里面的。
And so those who would not enter the land of Canaan would perish.In the wilderness.
那如果我们现在看二十五章
，And so if we turn back to
在二十五章这一次的事件里面， 遭瘟疫而死的人，因为神发怒让瘟疫发生，一共死了24,000人。
And so here records 24,000 people die from the pestilence.
这是25章的第九节。
Chapter 25 verse 9.
那为什么会有瘟疫？
Why is it there was a plague?
就是因为前面我们所读的第一节到第三节，以色列百姓跟摩押的女子行起淫乱，而且又去吃，又去参加他们祭偶像的节庆，吃他们祭偶像的食物。
Because the Israelites they worship the idol gods and even participated in the festivities offered to the idols.
结果神的怒气就向他们发作了。
And so God's anger struck them hard.
那怒气发作，这一次死就死了24,000人了。
And so as a result, 24,000 people died.
那这个瘟疫之所以能够止住，是因为亚伦的后代，这个圣经特别说，非尼哈就是以利亚撒的儿子，非尼哈他有一个忌邪的心，把那个行淫乱的人把他们刺透了。
Here records that Phinehas, a son of Eleazar, he detests the evil that was happening.
结果因为有他这个动作，圣经特别说他是为以色列人赎罪。结果这个瘟疫止住了，百姓平安了。
And he removed the evil from the community, and the plague stopped.
好，那现在我们看。这些24,000人死了完之后，26章开始数算百姓，剩下的就是他们可以进迦南地的了。
And so, starting from verse 26, there records the people who would now enter the land of Canaan.
那就要留心呢，这个在神殿这个地方，他们拜偶像、吃祭偶像的物，又去行淫乱的事。是一个很大的转捩点。
And so, this event where they worship idols and they commit adulteries and even ate food sacrificed to the idols, these are turning points.
那我们现在要好好的想一想，这件事情到底对我们来说有什么教训呢？
And so, what teaching can we derive from this?
神庭，我们刚才已经讲过，它看起来实际上是很美的地方。
And so this place of Shittim is supposed to be a very nice place.
至少跟他们在旷野走路的时候看到那个荒凉的景象完全不一样的。
It seems to be much better than the sceneries that they encounter in the wilderness.
那现在他们住在这个地方，周围环绕他们的就是摩押人啊，米甸人啊。
And so they were surrounded by the Moabites and the Midianites.
那这些外邦人，这些外邦人他们有他们自己的拜神的风俗习惯。
So they have their own local gods that they worship.
那想一想以色列百姓他们过去是40年他们所过的日子。
And so how the Israelites live in the past 40 years.
圣经特别说他们这40年来他们所穿的衣服鞋子都没有穿破。他们也没有机会去买什么新的衣服，所以他们每天穿一样的东西啊。
Bible says that their sandals did not wear off and their clothes were not ripped even though they wear the same clothing for 40 years.
想想，这些以色列的女子，她们每天都穿一样的东西啊，
and so,
没什么变化。
So you may assume that the Israelite women they wear the same clothing for 40 years.
但是现在出现在她们眼前就是摩押女子，哇，这个。穿着打扮就很不一样了。
And so they may have seen that these Moabite women, they proudly dress more colorfully, differently.
那想想以色列百姓他们的生活模式。
And also the life that they had at the time.
以色列人在旷野生活非常简单。早上醒过来第一件事情，带一个篮子去帐篷外面捡玛拿。
And so their life was rather simple. They pick up manna and pick up manna.
每天就是吃manna，也没有别的东西了。
They eat manna and then eat some more.
虽然你可以变化说要烤要煮 要煎，反正再怎么样就是玛瑙而已啊。
You can burn it, you can cook it, you can boil it, still mana.
好，啊，那捡完玛瑙之后，啊，现在就注意看那个银柱火柱到底有没有升上去还是停着，那就所以如果升上去就准备走打包，啊，如果没有就留着。
And then they will see if there's a cloud of fire, or there's a, there's a pillar of cloud, or there's a pillar of fire, and see if they're supposed to move on or just stay in the same place.
安息日固定要献早晚要献燔祭。
And then they would offer a sacrifice on the Sabbath.
每天祭司利未人就是献祭。
The Levites would do their sacrifice.
那如果，啊，如果有什么错，带牲畜来会幕献祭，啊，就认罪悔改，主啊赦免我，哦，我错了，啊，我不应该这样子，啊，那就献牲畜牛羊。
They would offer some flocks and cattle to redeem their sins.
啊，然后如果节期神说要有筵宿会，大家都要安静，然后内心要反省，啊，所以整个那个生活是非常谨守的。
And so they may have different festivities that they need to keep honoring God, etc.
好，现在在摩押平原周围的这些摩押人，他们的拜神的习惯，他们的做法就非常的活泼了。
But on the contrary, the Moabites, the way they worship God seems to be more entertaining.
所以现在就是对百姓来说一个大考验，就是他们现在要学着去跟这些外族人相处了。
So they have to learn to live among foreigners or non-Israelites.
如果是在旷野生的，他们过去没有在埃及的这个经验，不知道人家埃及女子或者是外邦的女子是怎么样的。
And so the generation that was born before Egypt, they probably never seen how other people live.
就好像我们今天一出生就在教会里面，哇，那就每天教会这个生活就是固定这样子，那就好像很自然嘛。
And so for young people, maybe they were raised in the church, so they are accustomed to the life in church.
但是如果是前一个世代，他们就知道说，哎，你叫埃及人做什么？哎，那个外邦女子是怎么穿着生活？哇，对这个老一个世代来说，哎，这个过去的生活好像多彩多姿啊，啊，很有趣。但是现在在旷野的生活，相对的很简单。
And so, the previous generation probably saw the different lifestyles in Egypt, whereas the lifestyle in the wilderness seems to be simpler.
那现在想，四十年之后，现在突然这一群摩押女子出现在他们眼前，哎，他们会怎么想
？And so, 40 years later, now the new generation of Israelites, are living among the Moabites, and also seeing their woman, what would they think?
现在这些女子哈，第二节说，这个女子叫百姓来，一同给他们的神献祭。
Verse 2 says.These women invited them to the sacrifices to their gods.
你看，这个是 invite， 就是邀请。现在摩押女子来到以色列营中，邀请他们说：“来来来，你来到我们那边去看一看，我们到底是怎么拜神的，我们到底是怎么样过节庆的，来参与一下嘛，看一下嘛。”
And so, it was an invitation from them to say, "Hey, maybe you want to come, see how we worship God and." No harm in there.
这个摩押女子，我想跟以色列女子应该不一样啊。
And then I think the Moabite women are probably very different from the Israelite women.
他们，我们之前读利未记，在谈到那个迦南人他们的风俗，其中有一项就是他们非常的开放。
And so when we study Leviticus, and there it records. The customs of the Canaanites, and they were a rather open society.
这个利未记十八章，他特别提到这些淫乱的事情，基本上都是迦南人跟当地是亚摩利人，他们的很自然，他们都这样做，所以神特别说你不可以学。
In Leviticus chapter 18, there the Canaanites and the Amorites, they have certain practices that the Israelites should not follow.
他们很开放，很自由的。
They thought they're very open.
女子应该是很热情的。
The women were very passionate.
很热情，就是她很主动啊，她很敢。那穿着又很花俏，跟那个一般以色列百姓简单的那个穿着不一样，一看就说哇，这个很不同。
And so,
眼睛一亮。
And so they were not conservative, and they would be very inviting to other people.
其实摩押人他们在拜神的时候，他们很开放的，他们认为说，这个要把他们自己献给神献给神，按照他们的风俗，就是要行起淫乱，甚至跟这个庙里面的这些庙妓发生关系，他们说这个叫做 把自己献给他们的神，那得到他们的神的祝福。
And so in these pagan religious practice, some so these women or the believers would commit adultery even within their God's temple as a way to show their devotion to their God.
对我们，用我们今天的话来说，他们可以穿着得很凉快，他们可以很敢，什么事情都可以做。
And so in modern terms, we can describe someone who it's quite liberal or open and willing to try different things.
人家也很主动的邀请说，哎，来参加我们的节庆。
And so these people invited Israelites to attend their festivities.
那一节庆，人家就有吃有喝啊，就百姓就吃他们的祭物了。哇，这个之前只有吃玛瑙，现在吃的那个摩押人的这个祭偶像的食物，对他们来说一定是大快朵颐，就是说哇，这个他们之前都没有吃过，好像非常享受。
And so they ate the food sacrificed to the idol and also the drinks and so compared to manna must be much more delicious.
结果圣经就说，以色列人就跟着这些摩押女子去跪拜他们的神。
And so Bible says that the Israelites they worship these foreign gods with the Moabite woman.
40年在旷野，每一天跟着营柱火柱，就跟着祭司利未人在献祭敬拜神的，结果是如此的不堪一击。人家一邀请，人家一呼喊，就跟着去，就拜他们的神去了。
So,
独一真神好像一点能力都没有。
And so for 40 years, they follow very strict teachings and very strict order of worship, and yet when the temptation came.They offer no resistance.
弟兄姐妹，当我们看到这样的描述的时候，我们会不会想说，怎么根基这么浅呢？
And perhaps we thought, oh, these people have no foundation at all.
每一天都领受神的恩典。
And so they receive grace from God daily.
每一天看到神的荣耀。
And they see the glory of God daily.
但是人家一邀请去了，就吃人家的食物，就跟着人家跪拜偶像，去敬拜他们的神，好像他们当中一份子了。
But when people invite them, they would eat their food sacrificed to the idol, even worship their gods as if nothing happened.
结果神就发怒了。
And of course, God was angry at them.
你如果是我们的话，我们当然，我们一定发怒。
And if we were God, we would be angry.
当然神一定是怒不可遏的。
And of course God was very angry.
看到这样的描述，我们相信我们没有一个人是不生气的。
And so reading such a disobedient act would make your blood boil.
现在问题就是说，奇怪了，这个摩押女子他们哪来的这个想法，要邀请以色列百姓去参加他们的节庆啊？
But why is it or how that the Moabite womanhad the idea of inviting Israelites to attend their festivities.
他们怎么那么敢呢？
How can they thought of such thing?
这些百姓，这些外邦的女子是怎么进到以色列营里面去邀请以色列这些 这些人民呢去参加他们的节庆呢？
So how do these Moabite women entering into the community of Israel and invite them to attend the festivities?
这当中如果没有这些首领允许，这些外邦女子如何进到营里面去邀请人？
And so, if the leaders do not agree to it, then how would these people entering into the community?
这件事情，圣经特别说，这个叫做巴兰的教训。
And so, Bible described this as the lesson or the teaching.
这个叫做巴兰的计谋。
Or the scheme of Balaam.
我们看民数记三十一章。
If we would study. Numbers 31.
民数记三十一章。
Numbers 31.
我们看第十六第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节说。
Verse 15.
这是摩西对他们说的你们要存留这一切妇女的活命吗？十六节，这些妇女因巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在皮尔的事上得罪主，以致主的会众遭遇瘟疫。
And so verse 15, have you allowed all the women to live? He asked them. They were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and were the means of turning the Israelites away from God in what happened at Beor, so that a plague struck the Lord's people.
第三十一章，这是要进迦南地以前，摩西带领，或者是摩西还在的时候，以色列百姓跟缅甸人的一次战争，也是最后一战。
And so, before Moses passed away, in his last battle, he fought against the Midianites.
这一次战争跟缅甸人战争，他们大获全胜，连一个人都没有失落。
And they won a complete and total victory. Did not even lose a single person.
为什么神特别要摩西召集以色列人，各支派都出？一千人，一共一万两千人去攻打米甸人。
And why is it that God commanded Moses to send 12,000 people, 1,000 from each tribe to attack the Midianites?
就是第三十一章的第二节，你要在米甸人身上报以色列人的仇，后来要归到你列祖那里去。所以摩西要完成这件工作他的工作才算完成。
Verse 2 said, "Take vengeance on the Midianites." For the Israelites, after that, you will be gathering to your people.
那这个就是在神庭所发生的事情。最后，神要以色列百姓采取这个行动。
And so, because of what happened at Shittim, so God wanted Moses to do this.
神庭所发生的这个要邀请以色列人去参加他们的节庆。最后让神发怒，这样的一个想法就是从巴兰来的。
And so, it was Balaam who gave the advice to the Moabites to use their woman to tempt the Israelites.
我们知道巴兰其实跟以色列百姓没有什么仇恨的。
So Balaam actually was neutral to Israelites.
他根本跟以色列百姓没有关系之前呢。
Or you can say he had no qualm with the Israelites.
巴兰在圣经里面特别说他是术士。
He was more of a wizard or a magician type of person.
他就是被雇来的，他这个人没有立场。人家如果要他给他钱，要他做主，他就做主；要他祝福，他就祝福。
He basically was a hired hand to bless or to curse for money.
所以他基本上事实上。就是一个雇工的，他目的就是要得到好处。
And so he was a hired hand, to get some money.
他不管这个被做主人到底是该不该得，反正他被请来做这件事情，他就这样做了。
And he doesn't really care whether this person deserves it or not, but since he was asked to do it, he'll just do it.
所以他现在被摩押王雇来要做主以色列人。
And so he was hired by the king of Moab to curse the Israelites.
因为神的干预，他做主不成。
But because of God's interference, his scheme did not carry out.
反过来连连祝福以色列人呢、
But
他祝福了以色列人。
He blessed the Israelites instead.
那他又说出了以色列百姓的特质。
He even described the divine characteristics of God's people.
他在22章、23章、24章、有几篇论以色列人的诗歌。
So in chapter 22 and 23, there were some psalms about the Israelites.
我们22章、23章的第9节，他神特别要他说，这些以色列百姓是不列在外面当中的，是独居的民。
It says, I see a people who live apart and do not consider themselves one of the nations.
这一群百姓是神的民，是蒙福的，不可以咒诅。
And so they are the people of God, the blessed people of God, they shall not be cursed.
好，第23章的，我们现在看22节。
Please read chapter
23节，对不起，23节。
Chapter 23, of verse 20.
23节。
Chapter 23, verse 23.
断没有法术可以害雅各，没有占卜可以害以色列。现在必有人论及雅各，就是论及以色列，说神为他行了何等的大事。
There is no sorcery against Jacob, no divination against Israel. It will now be said of Jacob.And of Israel, see what God has done.
为什么？
Why?
是因为有主跟他们同在。
Because God was with the Israelites.
那这个主是圣洁的神。
And God is a holy God.
神要他的百姓保守圣洁。
And so God wants the people to be holy.
所以今天如果百姓他们偏离了神的标准，不圣洁了，神的同在就不见了。
And so if today the people of God are not holy anymore, then God will not be with them.
巴兰他很晓得神的心啊。
And Balaam knows the heart of God well.
因为神把他要说的话透过巴兰的口讲出去了。
Because through the mouth of Balaam, God spoke his words.
所以现在巴兰他没有办法得到他想要的这些财富，他很不甘心的被摩押把他赶走。
And so, because Balaam's mission was unsuccessful, so he was sent away by the king.
看起来，在他要离开以前，他特别跟摩押王献出了这样一个计谋。
And so we can induce the fact that before he left, he provided one last advice.To the king of Moab.
也就是说，为什么以色列百姓那么强？
He told them that why is it that the Israelites were so strong?
他们有野牛之力，像公狮，像母狮，像王一样。
They have the strength of a wild ox. They're like lions.
事实上，是因为有全能的神跟他们同在。
It is because the Lord God Almighty.Is among them.
这位神是圣洁的神，忌邪的神。
And this God, he is a holy God who detests evil.
所以，其实以色列人不可怕。
So the Israelites, they were nothing special.
可怕的是这位神。
But it's the God who behind them that shall cause trembles and fear.
如果你有办法让以色列百姓去沾染了神的圣洁，离开了神的圣洁。那他们就不可怕了。
And so, if the Israelites would offend God by not being holy, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
如果神不再跟他们同在，这个以色列百姓基本上是不堪一击的。
And so, if God is not with the Israelites, then these people are rather weak.
因为都不用你去做什么，神自己就会发怒击杀他们。
Because you don't even have to do anything. The God they worship will provide the punishment.
所以根本不需要用人的方法去咒诅以色列人，你咒诅不来的。
And so, if you try to curse Israelites, that's not going to work.
你只要让以色列百姓偏离了神的圣洁，去随从其他的假神，那他们就灭亡了。
But if you make the Israelites worship other gods,then the punishment will come automatically.
这样的一个提示啊，我想那个摩押王一定非常的感谢。
And so, I believe the king of Moab must be thrilled to hear such advice.
要打败以色列百姓，换一个方法就好。
And so, if you want to defeat the Israelites, you just have to use the right method.
不需要去跟他硬碰硬啊，来刀兵相见，这个赢不了。
You don't need to fight them with swords.
换什么？换了一些娘子军出来。
And so, instead of soldiers,
穿得很凉快的人。
Instead of soldiers with arms, they'll send some women with scatty clothes.
带着看起来哇，让你就流口水的食物来，以色列人就倒了。
And give them some good food and drink.
所以你看现在这里摩押女子他们来了。
And so the Moabite woman, they came.
果然这个巴兰的计谋得逞。
And so, so Balaam's plan worked.
你就看到说今天世界上的一些风俗，特别是人家如果举办一个种节庆，让你可以很欢乐很开放、啊、你会觉得说好像生活很有趣，但是这里面是充满毒药，而且是可能引来神极大的愤怒、
And、
甚至死亡。
So today we can seeThat people is saying, "Hey, it's summertime. Let's party." And well, you know, let's see what's involved in the party, because most likely, it may cause you to sin.
那神发怒了，瘟疫就发作了。
And when God's anger burned, the plague broke out.
我们现在看回来二十五章第四节。
Please turn to chapter 25, verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
神吩咐摩西说。将百姓中所有的族长在我面前对着日头悬挂，使我向以色列人所发的怒气可以消了。
Then the Lord said, Moses, take all the leaders of people, kill them, and expose them in broad daylight before the Lord, so that the Lord's fierce anger may turn away from Israel.
你看神的指示是什么？就直接跟摩西下命令，你现在把所有的族长都给他吊起来。
And so Moses said to Excuse me, the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people.
如果这些族长都吊起来了，他说我的怒气就消了。
And then hang them, and so my anger will turn away.
说明什么事情？
So what does that mean?
为什么这些摩押女子可以进到以色列营中里面去勾引以色列人呢？
How is it that these Moabite women may enter the community to tempt the Israelites men.
如果没有这些首领开门允许，外人怎么可能进得去呢？
If the leaders did not permit them to enter, how would outsiders enter their community?
所以我们看看这个首领，他们其实这个所负担的责任非常重，对神来说，这个是极大的失误，该死。
And so these leaders deserve to be put to death.
我们有时候读到这里的时候，我们不会去想的这个问题的。
And so maybe we don't think about this.
今天我们教会如果在这个圣洁的事情上没办法维护，其实首领是要担负责任的。
So if the church cannot uphold his holiness, then the church leaders need to be responsible.
这是一个破口。
This will be a breach.
也就是说让外面的人他觉得说反正也 不会怎样，那你就要邀请去参加一下会怎样吗？
And so letting outside people interfere with a church or just attend their casual gatherings.
这一次的试炼其实印证以色列百姓他们的信仰根本还没有根基。
And so this event tells us that theyrefaith at the time had no foundation.
包括这些首领
even including these leaders of the people.
好了，神是这样讲的，但是摩西他现在告诉以色列百姓做另外一件事。
So God told Moses to do that, Moses kind of did something else.
第五节
verse five.
于是摩西吩咐以色列的审判官说：“凡属你们的人，把有以巴利皮尔联合的，你们个人要把他们杀了。
”So Moses said to Israel judges, "Each of you must put to death those of your men who have joined in worshiping the Baal of Beor."
这个跟神的吩咐不太一样啊。
This is different from what God told Moses.
意思是说，那个有去拜偶像的，有去吃祭偶像之物的，有去行淫乱的，这些人该死。
Moses figured, hey, those who worship idols, yeah, put them to death.
啊，结果呢？瘟疫其实已经开始，他这样做，瘟疫根本没有停止啊。
And so, what Moses decided to do did not stop the plague.
我们不知道摩西为什么会有这个考虑。也许如果把这些首领都把它挂起来了，这个挂起来意思是说把它杀了，而且还不可以把它埋葬，要让它让日头曝晒，让每个人都看到说这些首领该死。
And so, not sure why Moses did not choose to follow God's command, because killing all these leaders means to kill them and expose their corpse in broad daylight.
不知道了，也许那个之前那个可拉党叛变都是那些首领起来反对啊，不知道是不是原因。但是至少摩西这次他没有这样做。
Not sure the reason, but Moses didn't carry out.Disorder.
但是他去要审判官说有犯罪的跟巴利皮尔联合的，就是有去负他的恶，就是去吃人家的东西的，这些人都把他杀了，瘟疫还是继续啊。
And so Moses told them to kill those who join in the worshiping of Baal of Beor.
啊，然后接下去圣经描述第六节。就发生这一件事情了。
And then continue on in verse 6, something else happened.
摩西跟以色列百姓在会幕门口哭泣，他们在那里哭泣有用吗？没用。
Then, so when Moses and the Israel community were crying,
你罪没有除，你再怎么哭都没用。
If sins were not removed, no tears would help.
他们就在那边哭泣，就说、哦：“我们今天犯罪了，我们竟然这个死人了。”好，谁知说以色列中一个人当着他们的眼前，带着一个米甸女人到他弟兄那里去。
And so, it says that while they were weeping at the entrance to the tent of the meeting, somebody brought a Midianite woman to the tent of his brother.
这个人是谁？
And who is that person?
看第十四节。
Please read verse 14.
那以米甸女人一同被杀的以色列人，名叫辛利，是撒路的儿子，是西缅的一个宗族的首领。
The name of the Israelites who was killed with the Midianite woman was Zimri, a son of Salu, the leader of a Simeonite family.
十五节，被杀的米甸女人名叫哥斯比。是苏尔的女儿，这苏尔是米甸一个宗族的首领。
And the name of the Midianite woman who was put to death was Cobbi, a daughter of Zur, a tribal chief of a Midianite family.
这个苏尔其实是米甸里面的一个王，他不只是首领，是王。
So Zur, he is saying that he's a tribal chief or maybe a small king of the Midianite tribe.
我们看三十一章的第八节。
Chapter 31, verse 8.
三十一章第八节。
Chapter 31, verse 8.
在所杀的人当中，杀了米甸的五个王，就是以卫、利金、苏尔、富尔、利巴，又用刀杀了比尔的儿子巴兰。
And so, verse 5, among the victims were Evi, Rechem, Zur, Hor, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. They also killed Balan, son of Beor, with the sword.
巴兰他在被杀的人当中，他那个时候就跟米甸人在一起。
And so, Balan was killed with the Midianites.
这个哥斯比是苏尔的女儿。
And so, Cosby, he is the daughter. She was the daughter.
辛利是西缅支派的首领。
Of Zur, and Zimri, was the leader of the Simeon.
摩西跟百姓在会幕面前哭泣的时候，这个首领光明正大的带着米甸女子进去行淫乱。你说 这什么意思？
And so while Moses was weeping with the Israelites, one of the leaders of the Israel people, in broad daylight, brought a Midian woman to the camp.
米甸女子，米甸人，我们知道，那跟摩西的关系可不是简单的啦。
Midianites, as a matter of fact, are closely related to Moses.
摩西娶的就是米甸女子啊。
Because Moses' wife. Is a Midianite.
现在这个西缅支派的这个首领，他现在带着这个米甸人的王的女儿，嘿，现在进去，光明正大，从众人面前走进去。
And so, this leader of a Simeonite family brought a Midianite woman, who is the daughter of a king of Midianite.
你就看到说，难怪神他的怒气没办法消。
So we can see the anger of God.
那这个节庆哈。这个节庆带来一个效果，就是说，他们现在以色列人，他们还很期待跟这些掌权的王攀上关系。
And so perhaps the Israelites thought, hey, this is an opportunity to get to know the kings of the Midianites.
我们今天在社会上里面参加各种活动，有时候我们会很期待说，哦，我看到什么名人了，赶快跟他照个相。
And so today, maybe if you attend some celebrity parties, you can say, "Oh, look, I met a movie star."
哦，看到什么偶像了，你就觉得说好像很值得。
And maybe you met some idols, of pop singers or somebody.
想想看，这个人他的作为。
But what about the life of this celebrity?
最后是腓尼哈，他有神祭邪的心。把这个犯罪人把他刺透了。
And so here records Phinehas, he detests the evil, and he removes this.
腓尼哈做这件事情的时候，他根本没有去跟摩西、以利亚撒报告。
And so when Phinehas did this, he never even bothered reported to Joshua or Moses.
他当场采取行动。
He took action.
就把这淫乱人把他杀了。
And he killed these two.People.
要下得了手的这个可不容易啊。
And so easier said than done.
祭司哦，他在神面前侍奉，他的心要非常稳定的。
And so for the priest who serve in front of God, he needs to have a very stable mind.
大家记得，祭司如果按照利未记哈，他是要杀牛杀羊。
And so,
他也不怕血了。
So because they have to slaughter animals, so they're not afraid of bloody scenes.
哎，这个时候，腓尼哈非常坚定，他知道是这件事情是该做的。
And Phinehas knew this was the right thing to do, so he went and did it.
他持守住神祭邪的心，他维护了神百姓的圣洁。
And so he kept the purity of the people.
最后，神的瘟疫就止住了。
And as a result, the plague stopped.
那也因为这一次，所以这些没有信心的、配不得进迦南地的人都死了。
And after this, all those unworthy of entering the Canaan were put away.
今天的这一件事情。对我们来说，我们要好好的想一想，在这个假日来临，在各种节庆在进行当中，哪一些圣洁的原则我们绝对要持守住，千万不能够跟随世俗的潮流去做那得罪神的事情。
And so, we must be careful of the various activities or so-called parties in the summertime, and let's not. Offend God with our actions.
我们要晓得，要看清魔鬼的诡计。
We need to see the scheme of Satan.
我们来看第十八节。
Please read verse 18.
因为他们用诡计扰害你们，在皮尔的事上和他们的姐妹米甸所领的女儿哥斯比的事上，用这诡计诱惑了你们。这哥斯比当瘟疫流行日子，因皮尔的事被杀了。
Because they treated you as enemies when they deceive you in the affair of Peor and their sister Cuthbert, the daughter of a Midianite leader, the woman was killed and the plague came as a result of Peor.
让我们看透魔鬼用节庆的这个诡计来诱惑我们的心，我们要小心。
So we need to be careful of the various parties in the name of festivities that may cause us to sin.
一起来唱诗388首。
So let's sing hymn number